This is Digital Dave, and I'm joined by JC and Vern of the band Wisteria. How you guys doing?
Very well. How are you today?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Okay. Now, I've not heard of a band of your band, and I'm sorry. I'm pleading ignorance here. You know, old guy, metal music. I don't know a whole lot. Anyway, you are a modern metal band. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that is correct. Absolutely.
Okay. What's the difference between metal of my generation and modern metal? It's shinier, you know? No, just kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't, you can call us like a metal band, but at the same time, it's like we take, influences from all facets of music. You know, we're very big, like, old school Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin fans, but at the same time, you know, we still love, you know, the Metallica and the Megadeth. So that's kind of really like the difference with like the old school and the new school, I guess.
Right, right.
But, you know, we love all of it. I mean, you gotta respect what came before you, and you gotta honor it in that same, you know, that same position. So.
Well, then, and so, I
think everything came from something, and if it wasn't for Black Sabbath, you know, he wouldn't have paved the way for all these great artists that you have today. He wouldn't have paved the way for Metallica or Avenged Sevenfold, and it's just an honor to be in this industry and to be playing all this wonderful, awesome music. And
how long have you guys been together? How long have you been together?
The band has been together for a little over a year, but it had a different name at first, and it was kind of a revolving door of musicians, but JC was really the only constant. And basically, we kind of, once all the new guys joined, we kind of said, you know what, it's not the old band anymore. It's a different sound, different guys, and we kind of repackaged the whole thing, and it's 10 times better. So.
Okay, and what's the significance of the name?
Oh, the name Wisteria. I mean, a bunch of people are like, oh, well, don't you know that's a flower and that's a plant? It's like, yeah, we know. But I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but on Long Island, we have two mental institutions. One is the Kings Park Psychiatric Center, and the other one is the Pilgrim State Psychiatric Center. And it's kind of, both buildings are abandoned. It's kind of a spot where kids go and, you know, they try to look for ghosts and hang around, and it's, you know, just one of those, you know, little neighborhood things that, you know, like the local kids like to go to. And there's a building in the Kings Park Psychiatric Center group called the Wisteria House. And the Wisteria House was the building where they would send the most criminally insane and violent patients. And, you know, so we kind of thought that it was, you know, a cool name and had a cool story behind it, too. Also kind of paying respect to, you know, our home on Long Island. So it's kind of, you know, one of those things where it's, you know, very personal. That's when we can explain to people and they're like, oh, okay. You know, so
it's very metal.
Yeah, exactly. It fits in with the image. It fits in with your image very well. So you were playing up here in Oshkosh. That's where we found you guys. And you're, of course, across from the airport. And I understand Vern has a very interesting aviation connection. Is that right, Vern?
Yeah, my grandfather used to fly the heavy bombers in World War II. He was very big on all the planes he was in the Air Force. I kind of grew up around, you know, him having books upon books and videos and, you know, all this stuff about, you know, the combat planes. And, you know, I grew up, he used to get me models of planes. And, you know, I just remember building like little, you know, models of like the, you know, the bombers and, you know, all that stuff. And it was just, it was cool growing up around all that. And, you know, Beech Creek and the Boeings and the Bruces and,
revealed your aviation pedigree. You better watch out, JC. This guy knows something about airplanes. He said Brewsters, which are, those are very rare.
He's an old soul, and he's got a great background on it.
Yeah.
You can help that I'm a history nerd, too. So.
Well, there you go. Have you ever been up to a B-29 to actually see how large they are?
Kind of. I mean, we have some stuff up here that, you know, a couple of like the Boeings and like the stealth bombers, the old ones. They have like a couple of them that are on display. I don't think they're full scale though. I believe they're 3/4 of the actual size. I don't think they're the real ones.
Okay.
But as far as the real ones, I've never seen one like up close and you know in person and stuff. So.
Oh, you got to fix that. You got to write. There's got to be a heavy metal song in there about your grandfather somewhere. I can feel it.
Yeah. my brother-in-law actually, he does a lot of the World War I and the World War II reenactment. So he's he's got to fly in some of those, you know, old school antique planes, and I'm really jealous of him. Although I will say I am I have a fear of flying, so it's kind of an oxymoron in itself. I love the old school planes, but I hate to fly. So.
Matt, you don't have a fear of flying; you have a fear of falling.
No, heights don't bother me. I mean, if it was a flying car, I'd be fine. But it's something about not having control of the plane, and yeah. You know, I have to be in control of what I'm doing, and it's just something about, you know, something about that kind of really gets it with me. So,
however, Bruce Dickinson from the band Iron Maiden is a pilot, and we had this conversation coming home from Wisconsin. I said, Vern, I said, if Bruce Dickinson was piloting the plane, would you still get on it? And he said yes.
Yeah, if it was Bruce Dickinson flying me, then I think it would.
I don't know. You know, playing a song and jumping into the airplane, I don't know. Kind of scary. No, I'm just kidding. So
look at Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, that's it.
It's true. And the Big Bopper, Richie Valens. I mean,
I know. Yeah, we got a bad history. Yeah. I hear you. And what was the other guy? Ozzy. Not Ozzy. What was the guy's name?
Stevie Ray Vaughan he was in the helicopter crash.
Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan. The guy that had the DC-3, he was from the Ozzy and Harriet show. He played Garden Party. I can't think of his name. Ricky Nelson? Is that right?
Well, Randy Rhoads also died in a plane crash, too.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah, but airplanes are still safer than driving in cars, you know. I mean, hey, what was her name? Gloria Estefan got messed up in a bus accident.
With people, too.
Yeah. Well... So you guys are up here in Oshkosh, and you saw this giant airport next door. Did you wonder what that was all about? I mean, you didn't see a whole lot of airplanes initially, did you?
No, I mean we passed by it, and we were planning on trying to stay the extra days just to go, but we had a bunch of other commitments here in New York that we had to attend to, so it's kind of a bummer. But we saw all the people lining up and them getting the whole thing ready, so that was kind of cool.
Well, just to give you an idea how big this is, for this week, this is the busiest airport in the world. You camp on the airfield. They have a campground on the airfield. On average, they get 40,000 people camping for the entire week. So it's quite something. We got to get you out here next year, man.
Absolutely. We're hoping we can come back and play the Rock USA Festival again, and this time plan to stay a little bit longer and check all that stuff out for sure.
Yeah, that'd be really great, really great. Well, it's been great talking with you guys. You guys are from the New York area, so anybody in the New York area, go check them out. And what about online? Where can we find out about you?
Well, you can actually go to our Facebook page, look up Wisteria, and also we have a new EP that just dropped. It's called the Electroshock Zombie Parade. It dropped on Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody, and most digital media outlets, so I think everybody's going to really dig it.
All right, it's got zombies in it. It's got to be cool.
Yeah, well, the Electroshock Zombie Parade, it's not, you know, people hear the title, it's kind of misleading. It's not necessarily about zombies like you see in The Walking Dead. It kind of ties in with the name and the whole mental institution where, you know, all the things they used to do to these people back in the day with electroshock therapy and
yep.
And the lobotomies, and it basically used to turn people into zombies, you know, shells of their former self. So the whole song is kind of written in the perspective of a person that's trapped in, you know, during one of those times. And it's a fun song. People love it. That's usually the most popular song that we have and that we, you know, we get requested all the time. So.
Oh, cool.
And digital hero.
All right, so that's where politicians come from.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Digital Dave.
All right, take it easy.
Take care.
You're listening to EA Radio, and this is Digital Dave.